This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do so much appreciate the time that you're with me on the air, putting up with our little technical issues from time to time. You know, really. And I get some nice emails from you, so I really do appreciate it. We're on this cop thing. And actually, somebody sent me an email. I got to check this out. But the government somehow allowed one of the Gitmo detainees. I'll check this out. See if I get this right. One of the inmates, one of the detainees, before he was let free, to put out his memoirs about how poorly treated he was. I tell you what, those guys have better medical care than our vets do. And the guy who allowed him to put those memoirs out should be fired. I mean, it really is that simple. Why are we so afraid of the enemy? Why do we seem to, you know, it is, I know you, some of you guys hate the Bible stuff, but let me tell you what. The Bible said it would become a time when right became wrong and wrong became right. We're in it. We are in it. We treat law-abiding citizens with more hate and disdain in this country than we do people who kill, illegals who kill our people, refugees who kill our people, our people who kill our people. Okay. Yeah, maybe I've been sick and get me off the wall later on in the hour. You hate cops? There's a billboard right now that's up that have got plenty of people in an uproar. Well, I wouldn't say plenty of people. Some people in an uproar. I'll put it that way. Just the noisemakers. The billboard says, hate cops? Next time you need help, call a crackhead. Love it. I think it's wonderful. We should have them up everywhere. I'm good with that. No, I always love the stuff like this. Even if you don't agree with it, it causes you to think. And I guess some people have a real problem thinking. Or when you ask them to think, anyhow. So come on up. I'm done waiting for you. The billboard in Indiana has caused some controversy in the wake of the high-profile police killings and officer-involved shooting deaths of African-American men. Now, the electronic billboard in Muncie caught the eyes of plenty of people around town Saturday, and one person described it as vulgar and discriminatory. How is it that... Can somebody explain to me how that's discriminatory? Simply asking the question, if you hate cops, call a crackhead. I mean, who else is going to come help you? Anyway, Megan Thomas told the Star Press on Sunday that the notice... that she noticed the sign while walking her niece. I'm sure her niece read it and went, do we know any crackheads? She said she was offended by the message, which she alleged was vulgar, discriminatory to many different classes of people in our city. She said it also seemed to have been up ahead of police brutality protests. I was very ashamed that someone so something so dividing was present in Muncie. What's so dividing about it? Just saying, if you hate the cops, who else are you going to call? You have one other person to call. Or one other kind of person. She went on to say, please tell me that Muncie tax dollars didn't pay for this sign. Wheeling Riverside, owned by Hometown Outdoor Advertising. Now, she gave out the number, their number, for people to call. I'd love to know. Maybe I'll call them later on to find out how many calls they actually got. Thomas shared a photo on Facebook, drew a ton of positive and negative responses. She said that by the early evening Saturday, this message was out of rotation. The Star Press reported that Monday, two other messages were up on the billboard. Love, respect, support law enforcement, and love, support, and, you know, love and support law enforcement. Yeah, terrible messages, don't you think? They might be divisive, too. Because if they're not black, because only Black Lives Matter. Think about what you've heard on some of these interviews and such. The billboard's located in the parking lot of the liquor store. Right? Now, the owner of the store said, hey, I don't know nothing. They get rent. Do you guys know this? They get rent money for the sign to be there. Now, unless you want to replace that money, don't be going in there and telling the guy you got to take it down. If you can't stop the advertising, take it down. Now, they get like 20-year leases on these things. You can't just take it down. Now, Muncie Police Sergeant Chris Kirby said Saturday, in a Facebook message, that Muncie Liquors had absolutely nothing to do with it, nor did any police in town. No tax dollars went to see, because they were afraid to tax them. I can't believe somebody would pay. Now, it shows you what the idiots do. Some of the comments are like, I can't believe somebody would pay tax dollars for this. Well, how do you know somebody paid tax dollars? How do you know it wasn't somebody like me or somebody else that paid to have the sign put up for a day? No tax money going on there. Right? So I don't know. It's just and when you're talking about the things that are going on, we're up to 31 policemen killed this year. We're 45% higher than we were a year ago. I want the administration to step up on a regular basis. I want them to step up every time a cop is shot. a cop is shot, right? Just like when a criminal is shot. The president gets involved in almost every one of those, doesn't he? At least last I checked, he did. It's just craziness. You guys, we have to protect our policemen. And that doesn't mean that we let them get away with anything. It just means we protect them. So that they know that they're cared about, that they don't mind going out there fighting. If they think that everybody is against them, if they think that they don't stand a chance, these guys, we have 12 now. That makes it 13, by the way. 13 ambushes this year against cops. What is that all about? They're cowards. The cowards can't even show their faces and do it. Do it face to face. That's what I call them. I call them cowards. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Hang out. Evan Say is going to join me in a couple of minutes. We'll have some real fun, I promise.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
We are back.
Yes, sir, I'm Cuba Pete.
Listen to the real side with Joe Messina. Can we still say chicky? Is that still, can you look that up? Is that politically correct? Anyway, I like it. I like the song. I love Moonstruck, one of my favorite movies. Always a pleasure to have you on board, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Speaking of favorites, one of my favorite people to have on the show is Evan Sayed, author, comedian, speaker, writer. He has the distinction of having the most viewed video on the Heritage Foundation's website.
Not even close.
Oh.
I'll just pretend on you.
Yes.
He has the single most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation's entire storied history. I just changed it a little, but that's all true. The single most viewed lecture, think about that.
Okay.
Right? The Heritage Foundation is arguably the nation's leading conservative political think tank. When Ronald Reagan wanted to break policy, he often did it at the Heritage Foundation. When Mark Margaret Thatcher was in town. She spoke at the Heritage Foundation. Yet it's my lecture on how the modern liberals think that is the single most viewed lecture in their entire history.
Okay, but I got the part. He has the distinction of having.
So
right?
Far there, yeah. Although these days I prefer to be called they because of the sexist nature of he.
Oh, here we go. We're already starting. And he's written a book called The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, although I do take umbrage at the second part of that title. You and I always talk about that. The oxymoron there is you say they think. I think they spew.
Well, right. Well, there is thinking behind their rejection of rational thought. And very quickly, the thinking behind it is that thinking is an act of bigotry. Because anything you believe is going to be so tainted by the fact that you're male, that you're female, that you're transgender, that you're tall, that you're short, that you're fat, that you're skinny, that you're rich, that you're poor, that you're black, that you're white. Anything you believe is going to be nothing other than a reflection of your bigotries. Therefore, they reject thinking because the only way not to be a bigot is to never think at all.
It is cut. Every night I do these crazy social issue stories, if you would. And I just am amazed constantly at what constitutes, white privilege, what constitutes racism, what constitutes bigotry. We're getting to the point where you can't even say anything. Maybe you can nod your head at each other, and even that might be considered.
But that's not an accident. I mean, if you recognize that political correctness is nothing other than George Orwell's fascist idea of newspeak. And in 1984, they make the point, first of all, that newspeak is the only language in the history of humanity that gets smaller every year. Fewer and fewer words in the newspeak dictionary, things you're allowed to say. And until Orwell's fascist concept of newspeak, political correctness, that was true. Now there are two languages that there are fewer and fewer words you're allowed to use. And the reason is simple. The fewer words you're allowed to use, the less able you are to accurately describe things. And since the modern liberal is not only always wrong, but always as wrong can be, he needs you not to be able to speak the truth. If you speak the truth, he's exposed, and every one of his policies is exposed as the opposite of good, right, decent, moral, successful.
Wow. There was a quote by Congressman James Clyburn out of South Carolina that somebody sent me. And I thought it was just amazing. He said he made a statement. And I don't know whether he had just left the bar. I don't know if he left some kind of party or something. But he said the entire English language was created by slave owners as a means of oppression. You can't just say that one word is a racist code word or another. The whole language, every single word, every letter, every apostrophe in it is racist.
Right, which is absolutely ludicrous for any number of reasons, including the fact that whatever language was created all those years ago, when everybody, by the way, was slave owners, the idea that America or Western civilization invented slavery is, once again, exactly the opposite of the truth. Every civilization in human history had slavery. What makes Western civilization different is we were the only time that people who could own slaves actually fought to free them. All right? This was not a slave rebellion that led to the end of slavery. Slavery was ended by white folks going to war and giving their lives.
Right.
And that's what's exceptional.
I love that when I see those things on Facebook, and even people send me emails and say, I'm sorry, who fought for your freedom? You know, every group has bad people. Every group. I mean, we've all got them. So, deal with it, and we work through it, and some of us rise to the top and go, okay, this is wrong, we need to change this, and some don't. Speaking of wrong, were you floored by yesterday's announcement by the FBI that Hillary was not going to be charged with anything? Although, after spending 20 minutes, Comey spent 20 minutes blasting her, well, not 20 minutes, but I think it was a total of about 7 minutes, blasting her, and then went on to say, but we're not going to charge her with anything.
You know, I don't know that I was surprised, but it's the end of the rule of law. this notion that you need to, as a prosecutor, that you need to divine intent. And it's not the actual commission of a crime that's the crime, but really what your intentions were. Well, now this opens the door for liberals to always say, well, he didn't really commit a crime, but his intentions were racist. His intentions, it was never about, you know, officer, I didn't intend to run that stop sign. Okay, I'm not going to give you a ticket. It really is the end of the rule of law. You know, in my instant post and tweet in response was to remember a line from the movie Billy Jack. And right at the very beginning, Billy Jack is sitting there on his horse and the local corrupt townspeople are illegally hunting Mustang. And it turns out the sheriff is with them. And Billy, they say to Billy Jack, we got the law here, Billy Jack. And Billy Jack says, when lawmen break the law, then there isn't any law, just a fight for survival. And we, without the rule of law, all that's left is now a fight for survival. That bodes extremely ill for our futures.
I agree with you. I listened to that over, and you know, because I do the show, I listened to it over and over and over again. And I kept saying to myself, there's just something so wrong with this. And, you know, what's really funny was I don't think you saw it, but I posted up a piece that of the 50 people that were directly affected by knowing or somehow being involved in the Clintons. You know, bodyguards of theirs. This is not, there is no other president that has had, I don't know what it ended up being, a dozen or so bodyguards. People that have guarded these people in the past end up dead. You know, in mysterious circumstances, another 20-some-odd people that had deals with them or did dealings with them that knew too much that ended up dead. And everybody said, well, you're just speculating. I said, look, I grew up in Boston with the mafia. This is not speculation.
And it's still going on to this day. The U.N. official who was set to testify, who suddenly found a barbell around his neck.
Anybody who does that on a, I always tell people, think about something. I'm not even a weightlifter, but I know anybody who does that kind of stuff on a regular basis, guess what? They always have somebody in the room with them, because you know that thing can fall on your chest, it can fall on your belly, it can do a number of things. Listen, we got to go to a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't leave. I got Evan say it with me. I need more coffee. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
What a ridiculous argument.
What's going on in the world today? First of all, I have to say, I don't think Pelosi's ever been out of the fog. That's number one. And God, she has, you know, I mean, she's truly Italian. I thought she was Italian by marriage. I'm devastated, let me tell you what. And I think you have to be doing a little bit of cocaine, right? Got to be snorting a little coke to actually accept the stuff that's going on around you. It's nuts. It's just nuts. We'll see if Evan Sadie can bring some clarity to it. He's an author, comedian, speaker, writer. He has the distinction of having the single most viewed lecture on the Heritage Foundation's website. Come on, come on. Give me a gold star.
That is, no. Half a gold star. You got it right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. See, you know, I mean, you got to... Yeah. Listen, with you, I've learned to grade on the curve. If you can go to commercial and just pronounce my name, I give you a gold star.
You know, there's no fanfare when I get it right, though. That kind of... You know, the Kindergarten of Eden is his book. You got to get it.
No, it's not. No, it's not. What's the name of my book?
The Kindergarten of Eden. How the Modern Liberal...
You know why? Because the Kindergarten of Eden could be anything. You know, it could be a novel. It could be a sonnet.
Yeah, I was gonna... But what you do is...
You were already moving on to the next thing.
I was... Okay. I feel bad now. You want me to get you a drink?
No, you don't have to feel bad because we just got the title three times. Where if you got it right, we only have to say it once. There's an exception to my madness.
Yeah, I know. I figured as much. You know, talking about madness. I got to get back to her. She is just making me nuts. That look on her face. You know, you talk about, and it started off with Obama way back when he was debating with Romney. Remember when he was sitting in that chair and he had his legs crossed, he had his arm up over the chair, like, what the hell am I doing here? I don't want to deal with you. I know so much more than you do. You know, he had that look on his face. I get the same thing off of Hillary. And now that she's beat this rap, these people seem to be unbeatable. Listen, Evan, it reminds me of growing up in Boston with the mafia thugs. You just feel like there's nothing you can do to beat these guys.
Well, but then, you know, to stretch the comparison just a little, you know, the New York City mafia, and what did you have? You had Giuliani come in and take them on.
Who's our Giuliani?
And right, that's the question. It's not that it's impossible, it's not that it's undoable, and that's the thing. Some people think it's Trump. Some people think it's a punch-you-in-the-nose kind of guy. I mean, you've heard my comparison before, but it doesn't work when you say Trump isn't a conservative. He hasn't fooled any conservatives into thinking he's a conservative. He hasn't fooled any evangelical into thinking he's an evangelical. What they think is he's the one and only guy who's not going to play by the usual rules, by the usual protocol, by the Roberts rules of order, by parliamentary niceties. He's not going to seek to be collegial like John McCain was. And the truth is, even if you disagree with him, if you really believe something needs to change, it's not going to change with your usual career politician. And so, I mean, I compare Trump to Jack Bauer, you know, in 24. You don't really believe in torture. Well, yeah, I don't really believe in his ideology. You don't really even know if torture works. Well, I really don't know if his ideas are going to work. But you know you don't have time to go through the usual protocol of slowly winning over the terrorist trust because there's a bomb that's about to go off. And so you turn him over to Jack Bauer, and of course you say torture him. And so, so many conservatives, evangelicals, Republicans, even Democrats, recognize we don't have 4 or 8 more years of this corruption of the left, of this ideological, moral, intellectual corruption. We don't have 4 or 8 more years of open borders and sanctuary cities and plopping, quote-unquote, Syrian refugees in the middle of America without any vetting. We just don't have 4 or 8 more years of it. And so they see Trump as their only hope. They see him maybe not as a Giuliani, but as a tough guy who will take on the corruption. And he did it last night. I don't know if you saw his speech.
No, I didn't. I did not see his speech last night.
You know, his style is so unfortunate. He doesn't finish his sentences. He's all over the place. But you know what? And I'm getting ready to have me called a racist for this. He calls a spade a spade.
Oh, no, yeah, and I think that's what makes people uncomfortable. See, we're so, you and I were joking about the political correctness. Actually, online the other day, I said to you, I did a piece last night about, speaking about not finishing your sentences, I did a piece last night about 10 movies you couldn't do today. You couldn't, you know, right. We're doing all these remakes, and you couldn't do them today. And I said to you,
look,
jokingly,
I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry.
Well, I was going to say, I said to you, Mel Brooks would have to live in South Central. He wouldn't have any money. None of his movies would go today, right?
Right. It would be impossible. Look, forget Mel Brooks, who does big spoof. Jerry Seinfeld, who is the most pablum, and I know that's a negative-sounding word, and it's just milquetoast, it's subject matter. He talks about Superman and breakfast cereals, and he won't perform on college campuses because he's still politically incorrect. He still finds a way to twist, he's talking about Lucky Charms, he must hate the Irish. You know, so if Jerry Seinfeld can't perform on college campuses, Mel Brooks couldn't make a movie. But you know what? That's all part and parcel of what the Democrats want. They want product that is so watered down that it has no meaning. Because if you're allowed to inject meaning into your works, you will expose the leftists as the anti-good, anti-beauty, anti-righteousness, anti-everything good. You know, this is why they give awards to paintings like the Fist Christ. Why is that an award-winning liberal work? Is it the contrast in colors? Joe, forgive me for the subject matter, but urine is a liquid. There are no contrasts in color. All right? Is it the form and design? Form and design, the guy urinated into a jar. All right? So what was it that makes this great art? Nothing other than the fact that it was the worst art you can imagine. It was tasteless, vulgar, talentless, and that's what the left seeks to promote, and therefore they need to stifle free speech, because free speech is going to lead to the discovery of the better.
Yeah. I looked at that. I talk about that frequently. He has a crucifix upside down in a bottle of urine. It's called art. It was protected, even though people were screaming about it. Right?
It won awards, Joe. Yeah. It won awards.
So I'm thinking I'm going to find me a Muhammad statue, put it upside down in a bottle of urine. Let's see what the government does then.
Well, that would be racist.
Right.
That would be homophobic. That would be Islamophobic.
I'm just amazed at all this. I'm sorry. The Trump, can he win? I mean, we see all these negatives. I'm going to tell you though, I don't believe him. I don't believe what the mainstream media puts out as these stats and these polls and what have you.
First of all, don't believe them. Remember, every poll that they've done has turned out to not only be dramatically wrong, whether we're talking about Netanyahu, who was going to lose in Israel, won an overwhelming victory, whether it was Cameron, who was going to lose in, whether it's Brexit, which was going to lose, and of course all the exit polls here in America just prior to the election. Every single one of them is not only wrong, but here's how you know it's corruption. They are all wrong to the benefit of the left. And every news story that they get wrong, and that, by the way, is literally every major story. I have a speech that I gave to the Conservative Forum in Silicon Valley, in which I laid out how every major news story of our lifetime, from the Vietnam War, where they said the Tet Offensive was a war-ending defeat for the Americans, when in fact it was a backbreaking defeat for the Viet Cong, to the Soviet Union as a co-equal superpower, just the day before the Soviet Union collapsed, to the idea that Japan is an unstoppable economic juggernaut just before it entered a decades-long recession, to Islam is a religion of peace, and since then you can add Michael Brown as a sweet, innocent black child gunned down by an evil, racist white cop in Ferguson, and so on and so forth. Every single major story of the past 60 years, the news media has not only gotten wrong, has gotten diametrically opposed to the truth, and in every case, their mischaracterization worked to the benefit of the evil, the failed, and the wrong, and against the good, right, and successful. I can give you literally 50 more major examples. You know, if you watch CNN just prior to the first Democratic vote, lowercase d, in Iraq, you thought our mission was a failure. You thought the streets were chaotic and controlled by Al-Qaeda. You thought nobody was going to go out and vote, and those who did would be gunned down instantly by the terrorists. What actually happened? Millions of Iraqis went out and voted. They dipped their fingers in purple, and they danced in the streets for hours. And to my knowledge, not a single one, not one, was killed.
I love it. They are wrong.
But here's the question. Yeah. How does CNN get it so wrong? Now, you know, hey, if you watched Fox News...
You got to pause it. We got to go for a quick break. Yeah, I got to pay for the price. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Evan Sayet joins me. He's still with me. Come on back. We've got a lot more to say.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Sorry, a couple of nitwits.
Wow, speaking of sexist song, who chose that one? God, you're going to be killed. I'm Joe Machine, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Evan Sayet joins me. He's an author, comedian, speaker, writer. He has this distinction of having the single most viewed lecture on the Heritage Foundation's website. He's also written a book.
No, I don't like it like that. Not on their website. It's the single most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation's history.
All right, let me.
Period.
Yeah, okay. In Heritage Foundation, how do you spell history? Okay, because I usually don't use
words. It's now their story.
Oh, yeah, you beat me to that one. Okay, we're going to have to change all of that stuff. Oh, my God. You written a book, too. I think it's called The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks.
You can find it at Amazon or at evansayit.com. And it is considered by many, I don't know how many people out there are Bill Whittle fans, But Bill Whittle reviewed this for his website. He said, perhaps the most important book I've read in the past 10 years.
Wow. I love Bill. I think Bill's a great, you know, a great guy.
This talk that we were just discussing, how, where I lay out how and why the mainstream media has gotten literally every major story of our lifetime, not just wrong, but diametrically opposed to the truth. I gave that talk to the Conservative Forum 2 years ago, and Rush got a hold of it and talked about it for an hour on that Thursday.
Wow.
Spoke about it again on Friday. Talked about it again that next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. For 5 straight days, he was talking about my talk.
I mean, that's a big deal. I can't even get him to call me back. But, you know, that's a big deal.
Wait. Let's get something straight. He didn't call me back.
No. I mean, he talked about you. Listen, when he puts something out there like that, it is a big deal. Because he doesn't waste his time with a lot of garbage. I mean, at least that's what I see. That's what I hear when I listen to him.
Well, in addition, he is a clearinghouse for everything that's out there. I mean, what I find impressive about, how do I say this? You know, it's so funny, Joe. If you're a car salesman, then you talk about your car, you know, the car.
Right.
If you're a soap salesman, you talk about the soap. But when your product is you, you're constantly talking about you.
Yep.
You know, because it's your product. So this is going to sound arrogant, but it's simply true. What stuns me is when my talk to the Heritage Foundation is the single most viewed lecture in their history, there are a lot of lectures there. There are a lot of everybody has a talk in Washington. Everybody has a speech. Everybody has a book. Everybody has an article. Everybody has 10,000 articles to read that day. So the fact that not only did somebody see my video, say, wow, I love this, but they took the initiative and said to their friends, hey, put down that other stuff you're reading by Thomas Sowell, by Alan Bloom, by Charles Kraft. Put that stuff down and take an hour and watch this talk. I mean, the fact that it was so popular means that people who know everything that's out there thought this was something above and beyond. And the same thing with Rush. The fact that he sees every article that's on Town Hall that day. He sees every article that's on Real Clear Politics that day. He sees, and for him to take 5 days to talk about that speech I gave in Cupertino, well, yeah, it's not just, hey, isn't that great that Rush did it?
Right.
It's that with all the competition, and here's somebody who knows everything that's out there.
Right. No, I agree with you. No, I think it is. And again, but it is a big deal, too, that somebody takes the time to go through all of that. I don't want to take your fire, too, away from what you're talking about when it came to the voting, the Iraqis voting and that kind of stuff, and how constantly mainstream media has to play this stuff down, chooses to ignore it and write it differently. Why? Because they don't want to give the conservatives any credit? I mean, what's the reasoning behind this?
There's certainly part to that. And there's certainly some ideological leftists who want to lie against America. But Katie Couric isn't an ideologue. She's an idiot. She was a daytime chat show host who was very perky and very cute. And they said, hey, if she is fans in the morning, let's pretend that she's a journalist and put her on at night. And so what does she do? And Anderson Cooper's not a left-wing Marxist ideologue. He's a professional cutie pie. You know, he puts on that black shirt and he's adorable as all get out. And, you know, I don't go that way, but if I did, I think Andy might be my guy. He's adorable. But why does he lie on behalf of all that is evil, failed, and wrong, and against all that is good, right, and successful? And the answer is this. Howard Zinn said objectivity is impossible. It's also undesirable. If you think that history, because he's a historian, supposedly, if you think that history should serve a social purpose, that it should in some way advance the causes of humanity, you make your choices as to what to claim is true based on that. So Zinn is an ideologue. He acknowledges that he ignores the objective facts in favor of advancing what he thinks will help humanity, which is his leftism. But again, Cooper and Couric, they're not ideologues. What they believe is the first part of his quote, that objectivity is impossible. Why is objectivity impossible? It's the basis of my book, The Kindergarten and How the Modern Liberal Thinks. It's impossible because because anything you believe is going to be so tainted by your skin color, by your ancestry, by your height, by your weight, by your sex. So it's objectivity, which I would say is the most important part of accurate journalism, be an objective journalist, right? Now they're taught, do not be objective, because you can't be objective. If you are objective, you're a racist. So instead of being objective, they're all taught to be neutral, that a good journalist is now neutral between facts and lies, between what they see with their own eyes and what they need to believe. So here's the problem. If Israel, for example, and the Palestinians are equally good and equally right because they can't judge Islam as self-destructive, then how do you explain Israel's success? How do you explain their gleaming skyscrapers, their Nobel Prize-winning physicists, their symphony orchestras, their museums, their inventions? If it's not because Judaism is objectively better, then the only explanation is their success is unjust, and since they are exceptionally successful, they must be exceptionally unjust. So now the Democrat, the liberal journalist, looks for some way in which the Jews cheated. Because if they didn't cheat, then Judaism's better. And my oh my, finally they find a Jew built an extension on his house in Jerusalem. Aha, no wonder. And if the Palestinians aren't evil, why are they mired in failure and so viciously, disgustingly, horrifically murderous? Well, if they're not bad, if there's nothing wrong with Islam, then something must have provoked them. And so, in order to be neutral in their news story, they must cover up for Palestinian atrocities, and they must exaggerate Jewish wrongs.
Wow. I mean, you know, you get so, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but you take such a different look at things that I never go that far with it. I just figure evil is evil in a discussion. But when you really think about some of the things that they're doing, some of the way that the media spins things, and most of our kids, younger people, you know, they can't get that deep into a story. So the first few minutes of that story, how it's spun, how it gets out to them, is what shapes their thought as to what it's all about. It's really scary. I got to tell you something. Putin, I got to throw this at you. He has got to be sitting there. You know, him alone with one of his buddies in the room, he's saying to himself, wow, I never thought America would just hand it to us.
Oh, absolutely. And that's exactly what they did. I mean, what we did. We handed him the Ukraine, but we handed him the Middle East. In fact, Netanyahu and Putin now have a stronger relationship than Netanyahu has with the American president, because Putin is a pragmatist, whereas Obama hates Jews. Obama, you know, liberalism, all leftist ideologies are inherently Jew-hating. It's not a coincidence that the three leftist ideologies are communism, which murdered its Jews, national socialism, which murdered its Jews, and the Democratic Party of today, which facilitates the murdering of Jews, which spreads the blood libel that the Jews are committing genocide in the West Bank, which promotes the blood libels and promotes strangling the Jews of Israel to death economically with boycotts and sanctions and divestment. Yeah. You know, it's very telling. Wait, just one more point, if I may.
Go ahead. Yeah.
It is very telling that the only nation on the planet that the Democrats and the liberals want to impose sanctions and divest, the only one is the liberal democracy, lowercase letters all, of Israel. Is Israel really the, you know, they want to open up Cuba. They want to open up and give money to the Iranians, but they want to suffocate and strangle the Jews to death. And this is very simple. Once again, the modern liberal sides with evil and against good. The greater the evil, the more they adore it, because if everybody is equal, then those who commit acts of evil must have been provoked. So the evildoers are the victims, the doers of good are the victimizers, and in every case, across the board, the modern liberal will side with evil, and the greater the evil, the more they adore it.
Wow. Yeah. So, yeah. Hey, Evan, give people quickly information how they get a hold of you.
The lot of stuff going on. I'm going to be doing a major concert video that I need people to come out and see. That's going to be in North Hollywood. I will announce the date shortly. And everybody just go to Evan Sayet, E-V-A-N, S as in Sam, A-Y-E-T.com. Buy my book. Then be in touch with me if you like.
Head over to EvanSayet.com. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. And I will be back at the top of the hour. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. You know it's going to be good.